The Kentucky Derby hails itself as the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. But for people who live in Louisville, the celebration starts weeks before the race. Fireworks shows, steamboat races, glitzy galas, those are just a few of the events that pack late April schedules. Rebecca Feldhaus Adams from Louisville Public Media joined in a spectacle led by the city's tiniest residents.
The 4 and 5-year-olds are barely holding back at this annual preschool derby parade.
Are y'all ready?
They're chomping at the bit to launch their scooters and balance bikes. They're dressed to the nines in derby gear. Think jockey helmets, fancy hats, and tissue paper bow ties.
Here we go!
This is parent Lucy Aldridge's first year.
We are doing a derby parade for the preschool and daycare.
She pushes her infant daughter in a toy car in a line that snakes from one side of this busy downtown street to the other. A teacher totes a wireless speaker on wheels, blinking in Technicolor to the derby playlist.
I'm not from Louisville or Kentucky, so I didn't know what was happening until they told me. But I got very excited, so I dressed up her car with this garland.
Teachers drive giant red buggies, stacked with 6 chubby babies in stadium seats. One has a bright blue streamer stuck to his drool-covered cheek. The preschoolers zoom past. Parent Erica Brown also didn't grow up celebrating derby this hard or this long, but now she's bought in.
It's a spirit of the community and every day their activities at your house and in neighborhoods around Louisville. And so even in the child daycares, we celebrate derby in Kentucky.
The throngs have hit the cross street and turned around. Drivers wave and honk, waiting for the slow-moving spectacle to pass.
Happy derby!
Happy derby!
Then the last strollers circle back to the starting point, where barbecue and watermelon slices are waiting. The 152nd running of the Kentucky Derby is Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Feldhaus Adams in Louisville.
A new portable tuberculosis test is fast and efficient.
My hope, honestly, is that after more than 150 years, we finally get rid of using a microscope and everyone who has TB symptoms is getting a high-quality molecular test, right? And I think we're closer to that today than we've ever been before.
Big news for one of the world's deadliest diseases. Come back and listen to the full story on tomorrow's All Things Considered. Just turn on your radio or ask your smart speaker to play your local station.